whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Warriors and trades and Jonathan Kuminga and this comment from Anthony Slater on the roast this morning on 95.7 The Game.
This is like information season right now for the Warriors on Jonathan Kuminga, and not just for the Warriors. It's for Kuminga to find out who he is in the league. The Warriors need to find out. The league needs to find out. He has a contract situation coming up. The trade market's going to develop. And, you know, you might even argue it's, I think most people would argue they've waited too long to find out more about Jonathan Kuminga. But I think Steph Curry and Draymond Green want to know for, you know, several reasons. Can he be, you know, all the way up to the playoff level, like the type of number two scorer that they're going to need to compete in the first round, second round, third round? Or, you know, is it wiser for him to maybe go explore that elsewhere? And could he potentially be a trade piece at the deadline? I think we are going to find out more over the next couple months, partly because they finally, you know, let off the brake pedal a little bit, and they're going to allow us to all find out more about it.
I have a prediction on how this is all going to play out, because, by the way, we are going to reach Brandon Ayuk levels of exhaustion if every day all of us content creators out there are going to be talking about Jonathan Kuminga and Warriors trades every day until February. What is it? 5th? 10th? What's the
somewhere in there?
Somewhere,
yeah,
in there.
Yep.
If we're going to do this every day, literally, we're going to ruin the holidays. But I think that there's two separate conversations that are happening at the same time right
February
now.
February 6th, by the
February
way.
February 6th. Yep. All right. Yeah. Good Lord. We're not doing this every day. To me, Kuminga is part of sort of his own journey as we head toward February to figure out whether or not the Warriors actually want to sign him long term, or if they want to package him to try to do something to help them down the stretch of this particular season. Meantime, I think there's something else that the Warriors need to do immediately, and it's probably along the lines of what you talked about yesterday. I would sit here and predict today, I'd love for them to get Cam Johnson. I'd love for there to be a big Brooklyn Nets trade. But the reality is, with all of the financial constraints and everything going on, you probably need to do a smaller trade with the Brooklyn Nets. And that D'Anthony Melton contract in exchange for Dennis Schroeder, it's just too easy. It works too well. And so I think you brought that up yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I'm with you in just in terms of predicting that I would bet that happens, maybe even here in this month of December.
And if that happens, that would tell me that they believe that what they have on this roster is good enough to make a run. And they may be right. If Kuminga is this player, if Kuminga is 25 to 30 minutes of explosive wing and getting better, if Wiggins is healthy and productive as he has been for the most part, and then you have Steph and Dre and all the other pieces, and you just replace an injured Melton with a feisty Dennis Schroeder, and you think, okay, this is enough for us to make a run, then let's go ahead and do that. Let's do it early. Let's get it done. And if you do use the Melton contract, like you were talking about yesterday, that's a really good chip in a lot of different deals. But if you just want to do a straight line, one for one, take our contract, give us your body, and let's go forward, that would tell me that they believe in Jonathan Kuminga, at least for this year.
Let's go to Nils on the 5 freeway. Hey, Nils, what's cooking?
Hey, appreciate you guys. Love the show. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Hey, I'm stoked to get in on the Warrior talk. Have you seen the movie Basketball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a no on that one, yeah. but I know the movie. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, of course, it's like a raunchy sort of B-movie from back in the day, but, you know, it's about these guys who start their own sports league, and it all starts with this trope of how sports have kind of become corporate, and it's all about, you know, teams changing cities, right? Like the Minnesota Lakers moving to Los Angeles where they have no lakes, and the New Orleans Jazz moving to Utah where they don't allow music. But, yeah, I guess what I want to say is, you know, I'm more in the camp of chilling out and not focusing on a big urgent trade. People were talking about trading for superstars this morning, and you know, yeah, sure, I can sort of hold my nose and open my heart to Dennis Schroeder, kind of like I did with Chris Paul. But yeah, I'm definitely like a hard pass on a big sort of blockbuster showstopper trade. And I'm into developing players over the long term. That's what I want to cheer for as a Warrior fan. You know, it's easy to say that with iconic Steph here on our team, but I want to cheer for a team and get to know the people as community members and have them stick around. Like big hits on, like, you know, drafting TJD and Pods and, you know, people like GP2 and Looney. Like, I want to keep them. Don't put them on the table, man. Those are like my cousins here. And you know, as for JK, yeah, like, it is his own journey. Like, maybe he'll be a better fit somewhere else. You know, I love seeing when Eric Congo takes off and you know, dunks. I love that. You know, it's great. But yeah, if he has to go, you know, Wiggs, I want to keep him too and see what happens. But we've been supporting our brother through a couple of hard years, and you know, he lost his pops and all this. You know, I see him coming back. But the main thing I guess I want to say is, you know, I trust Kerr, and I'd rather see a team develop with role players and hard work and grit. And like, the thing that would benefit them more than any other trade would be just a couple days in the gym shooting free throws. You know what I mean? And maybe take a vacation, have movie nights together, like build that team. So that's what I got for today. I love y'all. Appreciate you.
Mills, thanks, yep, man. Thank appreciate you.
Free throws and movie night. I like it, Mills. It feels like a JV team to me in high school.
I'd love to hire Nils to coach my son. My son's 10. I'm not sure about a Golden State Warrior squad, but I get where Nils is coming from. He's someone that gets emotionally attached to players that are homegrown, and that's fine. I think that's beautiful. That's wonderful. I would just say to Nils, we say this all the time, your ideas are well taken. I just don't think Steph Curry and Draymond Green would be too into him. They're not activated by the idea of, let's hang out, let's just build people and think about the future and where it's going. Like, they're desperate to do something this year or next, and then I don't even really know how many more years there are of those two players together after that. And so that's what's in play here. Those two things don't always match up. So I don't know. I get it. Here's the good news for Nils. If you're against the idea of a big name trade with the Warriors, I think you're going to win. Because I just don't think there's a realistic play out there.
Trades are hard.
They're very hard, and even harder is the finances behind them. The problem with Jonathan Kuminga in a trade is that he only makes $7 million, and he is definitely better than a $7 million player.
Yeah.
So if you're shipping him out, you've got to attach something else to him, and the only tradable large contract the Warriors have is Andrew Wiggins. So, and I know what most of you would say, and I'd agree with you, you'd scoff at the idea of giving up both of them for almost anyone. Like, it would have to be Giannis. You don't want to give both of them up for Jimmy Butler, do you? Is anyone raising their hand for that? Kuminga and Wiggins for Jimmy Butler?
No.
But that's what it's going to take.
Well, and as Grady was pointing out earlier, if you do a 4-for-1 trade, then you're going to have to find other players to fill the roster, and so you may not have the financial room to even do that. So for me, the idea about a big trade is much more likely in the offseason than it is to do something at the deadline.